Hello, everyone. You're listening to America Meditating Radio. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts on demand 24/7. I'm Sister Jenna, host of the syndicated America Meditating Radio. Join us as we talk one-on-one with leading experts who answer life's most compelling questions, because in a world of uncertainty, we need answers right here, right now. America Meditating Radio, a show for everyone to learn more about this amazing thing called life. Hello, everyone. Welcome to America Meditating Radio. Yes, we're all seeking to understand this wonderful thing called life. It has its ups, its downs, its ins, and its outs. And the only reason why we feel it has its ups and its downs, it's because of our attachment to it. Our attachment to our identity, our attachment to an interpretation of ourselves, our attachment to each other. When things change unknowingly to us, then we find ourselves feeling like we're in a roller coaster. But yet, a lot of times when we get tested or challenged, haven't you noticed that it has taken you into a deeper place, a more meaningful place? If you're really paying attention to the signals, you might find that it's showing you something that you've been missing, and that there's like a call to something more, something valuable in you that you've been missing. And a lot of times I feel like it goes to love. As corny and as simple and common as that might sound, that at the end of the day, we have to return to the energy of love. Marianne Williamson was writing her best-selling book, A Return to Love. It really is about that. Everything we're going through is inviting us to return to love, and we just have to be open to it. When we talk about love, I get excited because our returning guest, Anne Purcell, is with us. And let me tell you a little bit about Anne. Anne is an award-winning author of The Transcendental Meditation Technique and The Journey of Enlightenment, and The Power of Transcendence, Growing in Love, Creativity, Health, and Happiness. She has published two collections of poetry, one entitled A Tender Flower of Heaven and the other, her most recent, Droplets of Reflection. In 1973, Anne has taught transcendental meditation and its advanced programs in many countries around the world. She is also an international leader of the TM Women organization and donates all proceeds from her photography, books, and music to its educational programs. Today gives me great pleasure to welcome back on air on America Meditating Radio the amazing Anne Purcell. Hi, Anne. Welcome.
Hi, Sister Jenna. How are you?
Hanging in there, man. I just don't know when this pandemic is going to be over already.
It is long going, but there's some light at the end of the tunnel.
There always will be. So tell me a little bit about what you've been up to. I know that you've been teaching transcendental meditation for almost 50 years. So, you know, just for some of our listeners who might not know a little bit about the enormous work you've been doing, tell us about this form of meditation that you practiced and have been practicing for such a long time.
Well, transcendental meditation, TM for short, it's a very effortless, natural technique of meditation that allows the mind to settle down to its own silent source. That silence, that calm, it's always there. And TM just sets you up for the dive, but the dive happens automatically and you sink into that state of silence. And because the mind and body are intimately connected, as the mind settles down, the body also settles down and receives very deep state of rest, and that rest allows stress to be released, and that has many great health benefits. So in a very short nutshell, that's what TM is.
Something that we definitely need now more than ever. Even though a lot of people are home, and they're still feeling quite stressed out. I think like maybe just that Groundhog Day of waking up and almost doing the same thing and getting on a Zoom meeting is getting a little bit overwhelming. We like variety. We're a people of variety, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking about what you said in your introduction about attachment. At the moment, the outside is somewhat non-changing, but in reality, the outside is always changing. Everyone has different challenges in their lives. But the inside, the transcendent, the state of one's own being, that field of pure silence, pure consciousness, is non-changing. And it is a field of pure love. And when you transcend daily, it is like a new experience. It's not the same. It's ever, ever new. There's a quote from the Vedic literature that says, Navo, Navo Bhavati, every moment is born anew. And meditators find when they transcend, when they come out of meditation, their eyes are more open, their ears are more open, and they're more open to all life around them. So it becomes more new. It becomes more interesting and exciting. But it's based on that non-changing field of pure silence that they contact, which is also a field of pure love. So they're also stirring that field of pure love, and it's also a field of pure joy, pure contentment.
I like that very much. It's so true. You know, we're experiencing a lot of unique unfolding all at the same time, and it's not just in the United States, but it's global. High unemployment, food insecurity, homelessness, political instability, climate change. And if you go down the list, it can feel so daunting. What are your thoughts, though, about why it seems like there's this domino effect of so much happening all at once? What do we have to learn here?
Well, I think if you read the news, that's all you hear about are all the negative things that are going on in the world. But if you listen to podcasts or have other sources of information, you really see that there's many positive things going on. I'm actually reading Bill Gates' new book about how to avoid climate disaster, and he says it will be a challenge, but we can do it, and we may have to come up with some new innovations, but there's so much innovation now that's already out there, and we just need to come together. And where is that space? Where is that place where we're all unified? It's on the level of the transcendent. So the more we can access ourselves as individuals, and the more we can access that field as a group and spread that influence of unity in world consciousness, all those positive trends will come to the surface and the negative trends will start to fall away. So I also believe that what you put your attention grows in your life. So I think it's important to put your attention on all the innovation that's happening and all the positivity that's happening. And I think you know, Sister Jenna, that there's a great spiritual awakening that's happening all over the world, not just in the U.S. So there are many, many positive signs of many good things happening. So I have a lot of optimism for the future.
I'm glad that you do, because we do need it, and we can't be distracted by all the negative rhetoric that people send out there just to sell airtime. So
exactly.
Your new book, Droplets of Reflection, is a collection of 50 short poems. Poetry has been big now because of Amanda Gorman's sharing at the inauguration. So tell us a little bit about the collection and what the poems are about, and feel free to even share one of your special ones if you'd like.
All right, yes. Well, basically it's about four areas. One chapter's on silence, one chapter's on love, one chapter's on nature, and one chapter's on inner reflection. And they're very short poems, and they allow one, when they read it, for a deeper reflection. And I could read one, it's actually the last poem in the book, that might connect a little bit to what we're just talking about, how on the surface there's all differences, but that inner experience of silence is just oneness, unity. So the poem is called Today I Saw God. Today I saw God in the frozen, snow-covered lake. There were no forms, color, creed, race, bias, ideology, concepts, religion, man, woman, Buddhist, Muslim, Christian, Hindu, or Jew. It was just a vast sheet of pure, sparkling snow covered in silence.
Poetry is so soul-moving, isn't it?
Yes, and of course I use nature as a metaphor for our silence within, the state of pure being.
So beautiful. What's your creative process for writing?
Well, I think having been meditating all this time, one experiences when one transcends to that field of pure silence, which is the source of all creativity. So I would say the first step is just transcending, and that allows that creativity to flow more and more. But when I write a poem, usually just something triggers a thought, an idea, or I look at something out in nature. Like the poem, I was just literally walking on a frozen lake. It just felt like I was dancing with divinity. The silence was so silent. The lake was sparkling. So that inspired that poem. But sometimes it's a phrase. Sometimes it's just seeing something in nature. And it just stirs something inside me, and I have to write it down. And usually it pretty much flows on its own. In the end, I'll go back and edit it and refine it, but usually it's an outpour. Now and then I'll get like maybe 2/3 of it, and then I'll just leave it. I don't ever try to force it, and then I'll go back a week later and read it, and the next flow will come, and that will complete the poem, hopefully, anyways.
Great. You know, we all have our unique ways of doing things, or it's always interesting how the universe unfolds inspirations or touchings or just realities for us that we're like, it's not cut and dry, you know, it's not cross your T's and dot your I's.
You're right. There's no formula. Very much a spontaneous flow of feeling, really. It's the emotions swelling up, and it just flows. It's almost like you can't hold it back. You have to write it or put it to music or put it in the form of a poem or dance. It's just something inside swells up that you want to express.
Beautiful. Now tell us about the TM's Women's Organization and its mission, because now this is International Women's Month. I want to hear a little bit about what that's doing.
Oh, great. Well, thanks for asking that question. Yes, we have a worldwide organization, the TM organization, and about 10 years ago we started the TM Women's Wing of the organization. It's an outreach to all the programs for women around the world and starting schools around the world. We actually have a Buddhist school in Thailand. The head of the school is a Buddhist nun. She really started the school to help young girls who are on the street whose parents don't have money. And she started with just a few students, and now she has 500 students. And they all study their Buddhist traditional culture. But she likes the technique of TM, and she actually became a teacher of TM. And now we have 500 of the girls meditating. She's built a beautiful campus, raised all the money herself. And in Uganda now we have a girls' school, and we have many outreach like to nurses and to many different women's organizations. Because women like, sometimes birds of a feather like to flock together. Once a month we have a meeting for women. We have resident courses just for women. And near where you are in the Catskills, we have a woman retreat facility called the Global Woman Center for Peace and Enlightenment. We're starting to build there soon. We're going to be building it. So it will be a place for women from all over the world to come and be able to do longer meditation and take advanced courses or even learn transcendental meditation. So that's a very exciting project as well.
Congratulations on that. That's fantastic to hear.
Visit sometime when you're in the Catskill. We'd love to have you as a guest.
I will. You know, we have a lovely retreat center up there.
Oh, I know. I looked on the map. It's actually about 2 hours away. I think you're near Woodstock, but sometime we'll have to get together at one of the places, or both places, maybe.
I think that would be great. So what's in your future? What's your next normal as a result of all of these changes?
Now we're teaching all our courses online over Zoom in residence. But once the pandemic's over, we'll go back to teaching them in residence where people will be able to come for a weekend. I'm involved in projects in Africa with the TM Women's Organization. We have very active programs in Uganda and Kenya and South Africa for women. And so I'm involved in expanding those programs as well, also in Rwanda. And I'm involved in teaching the advanced courses, so I'll continue with that. Of course, I'll have more poems I want to publish, and I have more projects like that as well.
Oh, that's beautiful. Anything that you're doing online that people can participate in?
Well, the courses we have online are for people who already practice TM. But people, if they're interested in learning TM, they can go to tmwoman.org or tm.org. It's the umbrella organization. And you can listen to an introductory lecture online now. And then if you're interested in starting, would then schedule an appointment with a TM teacher. But then in the first day, you have to learn in person. But then the follow-up can be online through an app now. So we are trying to do more and more teaching online, but the first lesson always has to be with a TM teacher.
Okay, I understand. Well, you know what, Anne, thank you for all that you're doing, and the poem that you offered us was absolutely beautiful. And keep us posted about all the good stuff that you're up to.
I will, and thank you, Sister Jen, and thank you for all that you're doing. You're doing amazing work every day.
We love it. Many blessings to you.
Same to you, Sister Jenna. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, everyone, that was Anne Purcell. Please do contact her for more information and get some of her new poetry that's out. That was so beautiful what she read. Gorgeous. Poetry is so interesting. I don't think I have a lot of that energy. I wish I did, to be able to come from those words. That's a deep place. I just want you to know it's not simple. Anyway, remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission, and we really can practice being here to love each other the same. That would be a nice thing to do in today's times, don't you think? I think it would be absolutely awesome. So I'm going to play my latest, Om Shanti. Hopefully we've gotten the right one in the studio between myself and Ricky Cage, and I'm wishing you all the very best with all that you do. Be well, be light, and just remember that you're enough. It's all inside of you. And if we can just turn our attention there, then we'll be able to find all of that that we've been looking for. All right, take care, everyone.
Shanti. Om Shanti is the universal language of peace. It is what? It is who every soul is. From the place of peace, I can live out my fullest expression of life. And with deep peace, there is nothing to obstruct my thoughts. I am able to yield to what is and remain conscious to what can be. In peace, I understand you. In peace, you understand me. It is at the center of it all. I'm Sister Jenna. You've been listening to America Meditating Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Did you enjoy that conversation? Because you can also listen to it on Spotify or in iTunes, 24/7, anytime, anywhere. I do trust we all have inner power to become our very best. When we listen with curiosity to learn more, we grow. So thanks so much for tuning in, and do be easy on yourself. Take care.